In this bulletin, Donald Trump praises Prime Minister Scott Morrison, calling him a man of titanium. Organisers say millions have attended student climate protests around the world. And excitement ahead of Australia's Rugby World Cup opener against Fiji. With the latest SBS News, I'm Viva Kwan. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has paid tribute to the alliance between Australia and the United States that has stretched back over more than a century. Speaking after a meeting with US President Donald Trump at the White House, Mr. Morrison says he had a lot of things in common with the leader.
It isn't a matter of the United States saying to us, we need you to do this, or Australia saying to the United States, we need you to do this. It's about us having shared objectives and looking through the world through a similar lens. And so that just naturally brings us together. We love jobs, the President and I. And when people have jobs, well, they tend to focus a bit more on the things that are going on in their lives every day and making sure they can live peacefully with each other.
Donald Trump has dubbed Prime Minister Scott Morrison a man of titanium in their first meeting in the President's Oval Office. The words are a reference to George W. Bush's Man of Steel label for John Howard, the last Australian leader to be honoured with a full state visit to the United States. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says his administration is making a lot of progress with China over trade talks. Mr. Trump says the US is taking in billions of dollars from tariffs imposed on Chinese products, adding that the total would soon reach $100 billion. He says deputy-level trade talks between the US and China are going well.
We're looking for a complete deal. I'm not looking for a partial deal. China has been starting to buy our agricultural product, if you noticed, over the last week, and actually some very big purchases. But that's not what I'm looking for. We're looking for the big deal. We've taken it to this level. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars of tariffs.
Teenage activist Greta Thunberg says she hopes the global protests over climate change will mark a turning point in persuading leaders to act against environmental disaster. Demonstrations across Asia and the Pacific kicked off the Day of Action, which spread to Africa and Europe, with crowds turning out in Paris, London and Berlin before nearing their completion in the United States. In Australia alone, organisers say more than 300,000 children, parents and supporters rallied. Attending the New York protest, Ms. Thunberg says she's hoping to see change.
I think I'm about the same optimist now as 1 month ago, because of course things are continuing to happen, and with this strike and everything, and that the climate crisis is more on the agenda, but still a month has passed since then and the emissions haven't drastically reduced.
Australian Jock Pomfreyman has been released from prison and taken to an immigration detention centre in Bulgaria. The 32-year-old was granted parole after serving 11 years of a 20-year sentence for fatally stabbing Bulgarian law student Andrei Monov during a brawl in the capital Sofia in 2007. He's consistently maintained he acted in self-defence that night after intervening to prevent Mr. Monov and a group of friends from attacking two Roma men. Cloudy weather conditions have so far hampered search efforts for a missing plane on the New South Wales north coast. It's unknown how many people were on board the light plane that was reported missing at about 11:45 a.m. yesterday, after it was scheduled to arrive in Taree at 8 a.m. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority says it's tasked a rescue helicopter and a rescue jet with the search. And to sport, Wallabies vice-captain Samu Kerevi says emotions are high ahead of Australia's Rugby World Cup opener. The Wallabies player will face his native Fiji for the first time later today. He says he has no point to prove against his countrymen and he's just genuinely excited.
I think emotions will be high. This will be my first time playing Fiji. I know everyone in Fiji is pretty excited. Everyone's been talking about it back home. You know, barbecues, breakfast, the whole family's coming to for our home and just watching the game and really backing, you know, Fiji and the Fijians in our team as well, in our team. I think it's just an excitement all around, the buzz of World Cup.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy and 20. Adelaide, rain easing 15. Melbourne, showers 20. Hobart, shower or 2, 21. Canberra, showers 21. Wollongong, similar and 23. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 27. Brisbane, possible morning shower, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 32. I'm Biwak Kwan. This is SBS News.